This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio that we have every week, courtesy of the DJV ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here, along with me, Doug Steffen, to go through the top 10 items from the world of talk radio, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and you can imagine pretty much, probably without too much heavy lifting even, what the big stories of the week have been, the people on the list, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think I'll go through them quickly, starting with the people list. There are a couple of names on here I don't even recognize. Joseph Biggs at number 10. Anybody know who he is? What his reason for being on this?
Biggs.
No. Okay. Randy Biggs from Arizona.
All right, so number 9. I mean, we can look him up, but I don't know who. It may have something to do with the Capitol attack
investigation. No, he's the Proud Boys leader, arrested in Florida in connection with the Capitol.
Okay.
I'm happy I don't know his name. That's a good thing.
Me too.
I mean, I didn't even know who the Proud Boys were until the debate.
Right.
I'm telling you.
And they can go away fast.
No other word.
Yep. Okay, so number 9 is Jen Psaki and Amanda Gorman. Number 8, these are all people that have been pardoned. Here and there, a bunch of them.
Well, Jen Psaki is the new White House press secretary, and Amanda Gorman is the kid who performed at the inauguration, who read the poem.
Inauguration. Right. Kind of cute. Nice. Yeah, that was a nice touch. Number 8, the pardon people, Bannon. Boy, did you see his hairdo? What in the world is with him?
When has Steve
Quarantine.
Bannon never,
yeah.
like, when
Quarantine
has he ever
do.
Looked okay? He looks like a homeless person.
Dirty. Yeah, he kind of. All right, number 7, Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. Number 6, Pete Buttigieg. Did I do it right
Buttigieg.
For the first time?
Nope.
Buttigieg. Okay. Pelosi is 5, McConnell is 4, Harris is 3, Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. There you go. The switcheroony has taken place. The story list has at number 10 the Capitol attack and the investigation of that. Education situation at number 9. More and more, I've noticed, I don't know about where you are, but the schools are getting back into open mode pretty fast. Are they where you are in New Jersey?
They've been open in New Jersey. They've done 2 days in, or 2 or 3 days in, and then 2 days off. So
what's
been open the
whole
time.
What is the point of going one day and staying home the next day? What is that supposed to do for us?
Because the thinking of it, I guess, is that it's in shifts, so there aren't so many kids all at once. So it's not like a crowded classroom, and it gives...
Do some children go one day and other children go another day?
No, everybody's doing stuff all 5 days, and depends on what county you're in. In the county that I'm in, Monmouth County, we're now like the hardest hit county with COVID. So they're doing, I think, 2 days in and then virtual for the other 3. But that's recent. That just changed. So, yeah.
Right.
But for the most part, and like I have a couple friends who are teachers in Manhattan, and the kids are in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Public school is a mess.
Jay, you're down in Nashville. What's the situation with schools there?
I don't know. My kid's not in school yet, so I really don't pay attention.
6 years old, paying attention, yeah.
All
right, out in L.A., Jennifer, what are they doing? That's just a mess there.
What do you think the answer is?
It's stupid. Everything in New Los Angeles is stupid.
I mean, it's really sad. Schools have been closed since March.
Yeah.
And what is this going to do? What is this going to do to people? What's the long-term effects of this?
It creates a waste of a whole... Imagine if you live 80 years. 1/80th of your life has basically been wasted. Especially if you live in California. I mean, think about it that way.
You know, I guess I'm just extra angry this week because my grandmother passed, and we had plans to get together, not to do anything crazy, but to just rent a house together in the middle of the country, in the middle of the state, in Central California. We were going to do that around Easter time, and I was stripped of spending my last healthy holiday with my grandmother because she got sick, I wasn't able to see her, and now she's gone. And you know, I'm angry, and I think other people are angry.
There has
to be a better way to do this.
And they need to take a power washer. I was talking about that earlier. Take a power washer to the politicians in California, just sweep them all away, get rid of all of them.
Number eight is the economy. I thought it was interesting that the congressman, I'm not sure where he's from, his name is Steve Stivers, says the next round of checks, the stimulus checks, ought to go only to people who get the shots. What do we think of that? Yeah, that's his proposal.
That's stupid. Because no one can even get the shots right now. If you were going to say, and I've never heard of this person, but if you were going to say it should only go to people who are unemployed, I would be for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. If it's only people who are, you know, at a certain income level, okay, I'm for that. But only people who got a shot? Like, that's just crazy. A lot of people
from
are ticked
Ohio.
Off
I know who he is. Oh, yeah, I know this guy. Yeah, okay. I know.
What's his reasoning for that?
There's no way that you can mandate. You can't reward people for taking a vaccine. I'm sure that would be challenged. I don't know.
Right.
But, there are a lot of people who are disappointed because of the $1,400 checks going instead of $2,000. A lot of Georgia voters are ticked off because it looks like the next round of stimulus is actually going to be $1,400 instead of $2,000, and they're saying,
a lot of people got $600. Yeah,
right. But they're saying it totals it, but they feel like that was an asterisk and that they actually were hoodwinked.
They need to learn how to read and think.
Well, the problem, though, is some people haven't even gotten that $600 because they haven't filed
their taxes
yet.
For 2019, right. You're not going to get anything until you file your taxes.
Right. And so if the $1,400 passes, if you haven't filed your taxes, I don't know where that's going to – I don't know. They're going to have to change
You'll be
that
able
rule.
To – my accountant said that people who are entitled to it and haven't done their taxes will be able to take it as a credit on their tax return for next year. That is their 2020
that
tax return.
That does nothing. That does nothing. You know, people need cash in hand.
When have they thought things through with the IRS? Hello?
I know.
Yeah, no, there's no thinking anything through. Anyway, this guy Stivers says he thinks if you encourage people to get the shots, then that'll be better. He referred to it as herd immunity. So you get the check. Here it is. Get a shot in one arm and stick your other arm out and get a check.
Doesn't involve vaccines. Herd immunity is naturally letting the virus.
I'm just telling you what the guy said.
Well, then he needs to look up a lot of things. He needs to Google a lot.
He's been a congressman for a while. I remember him. Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the economy, as I said, is number eight. Our relationship with other countries, which has been on the back burner, it would seem, at least as far as our attention is concerned. That's number seven. What we were talking about, the Russians being investigated by the new administration. Give us a few details about how that's going to take place, because everybody's now really focused on the Russians as well as the Chinese. I think they ought to be more focused on the Chinese, frankly. But, yeah, continue the focus, put the heat on the Russians. Because the arrogance, Putin is such an arrogant SOB. He just kind of thumbs his nose and gives his middle finger to everybody. Doesn't pay any attention. I want to do this, so I'm going to do it. And nobody gets in his way. It's like, you know, he was the dawn of the mafia cult or something. Mm-hmm. Don't get in my way or I'm going to bump you off. Which I guess, in fact, is what he does.
Is what he does, yeah.
So, if he get in his way, see you later, alligator. So, anyway, what is the basis of the Russian probe, Jennifer or Victoria, with regard to the Russians?
And this is Solar Winds, that's the massive cyber attack that hit 250 U.S. government agencies and companies. That we know that was traced almost immediately to the Russians. So that's Joe Biden has asked the U.S. intelligence community to investigate that. They also are investigating the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. He's Putin's biggest opposition. And, of course, you know, famously he was poisoned and, you know, happened to be on a plane and Germany saved his life. So now, for whatever reason, he's back in Russia. I guess he wants another dose. So they're going to investigate that. And then the reports that Russia offered bounties to the Taliban to kill American soldiers. I mean, I was really surprised when this happened. I mean, I have no time frame anymore because everything's a blur. But when this happened, I don't know, maybe was it mid-2020 when this happened? I was so surprised that we didn't have a real response because that was Trump's, I was surprised.
We investigated. No one talked about it. But the investigations are investigations. I mean, it's not like anything is going to be new here.
Did they find any connection there?
I don't know if there ever was anything solid, but I will tell you that one of the things that really kind of irks me is that while we talk about investigations, there are a lot of benefits going on day one to the Russians and the Chinese through the XL pipeline. By canceling that, this is so stupid. It's like a payoff to China and Russia. By canceling that pipeline, it does not mean that that's poof going to go away and I'll automatically save the environment. It just means it's not going to go to America. What's going to happen? happen is that Canada is going to keep drilling, and they're going to send all of that oil where? They're going to send it to Russia, and they're going to send it to China. Russia and China right now are making out already like bandits, and I think they're probably just laughing at the fact
that the Russians
are going on. But that pipeline, though, there's a huge percentage of that was for exports anyway. Hmm. So that's not really going to change.
But we're the top export of that pipeline. We not only get the money for the jobs, the people who are put to work, but we also are the number one beneficiaries of that pipeline.
12,000 people are out of work because of this, right?
12,000 and $1.5 billion in payroll money that's going to be gone.
The Russians don't need the oil, but the Chinese do. And that brings me to the next in terms of foreign affairs. The leader of the counterintelligence unit at the, I think it's the FBI or the CIA, Michael Orlando, has joined the chorus now, as far as the government is concerned, the first strong voice, and this is for the Republicans and the Democrats are beginning to look at this now, pointing to China as our number one problem, our major national security threat, our everything, and I'm happy to at least see somebody has come out from under a rock, because there haven't been any conversations about this at all, how bad the Chinese are when it comes to everything, basically.
To be fair, Trump talks about it all the time. So
he didn't do anything about it, really. He talked about it, but he didn't do anything.
He's the only president in our lifetime who tried to actually get a good trade deal with China.
Yeah, but it's not much deeper than that. Now, we need to stop allowing people in some way, shape, or form, and especially the retirement boards at CalPERS and most of the other state organizations that are investing in Chinese companies that are building up their war machine, to take a shot at who? Who do you think they're going to take a shot at?
A lot of politicians are in bed with the Chinese.
Well, they better not be in bed. We better find out who they are and make sure that they're wiped out. Because the Chinese, this guy Orlando said, the Chinese Communist Party is the long-term biggest threat. It's the threat of the century. There are going to be economic and national security challenges. They are at war with us. That's what this guy says. So it's time we wake up to that. President Biden needs to apparently come up with some new director over there, but this guy's involved. He's been involved with the Chinese all of his career, Jason. Chinese spies all over the place. It's time we listen to him. Our situation is dire. It's coming up to 19 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Caltrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV show colleagues, Jennifer Horn, she's the J, Victoria Keelan is the V, and we have Jay Kirshner, who's taking care of social media. You know what I would like? If you would look around, Jay, for a few minutes and see what some of the things that pertain, some of the things that are on social media. Well, we're actually at the number six item on the story list this week, which is censorship in social media. So maybe I'll start with you. Our handle, by the way, on Twitter and Instagram is DJ at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. We normally don't post that sort of thing, although it might be interesting in terms of the direct question about censorship in the social media world. Aren't we supposed to be, you know, this is another tear or rip at the education system. I don't know that we know how to differentiate between, you know, some of this stuff and figure out what's true and what isn't or what the facts are. Do you find that to be the case?
Yeah, for the most part. There are still some users who are kind of on the fence where some people are saying social media, they're all privately owned companies. They can do what they want, where other people are throwing in freedom of speech and that they are diminishing that.
Well, that is kind of the way it is, but under the circumstances, well, I don't know, how do you curb or control that? Isn't it up to the end user and not the, isn't it up to the person who's reading it to try to figure out? But
you know, I think how you fix it, you get consistent. I think, look, they're private businesses, and so they can do what they want, but they're also, and we've talked about this before, sort of found themselves as a utility, which means that they would be subject to oversight and more scrutiny. So here's how if I were running them, and this is just Jen's world, but if I were running these companies, I would come out and say, we have our own terms of service, basically. But we are going to be consistent in how we treat people. So, for instance, there's a video from Snoop Dogg that's up on YouTube right now that shows him assassinating President Trump. So if you're going to take down President Trump's account for insinuating that there's violence, then go after all the videos that show people beheading him and shooting him and threatening to kill him, and take those down too. I mean, if that's the path that we're going to go down, just have a standard and be consistent. Right now, where conservatives are feeling really bad is that they're saying that President Trump incited a riot, they're incited all this stuff, and many people don't believe that that's true, and that other things where they say we want to kill him are still sitting up on Twitter and on Facebook and on other platforms. So
Twitter, yeah, I agree with that, Jen.
and Twitter went way. Twitter has been just with their head in the sand because
out of control.
When Obama was in office and he was the first president on Twitter, there were the same types of videos of him being assassinated and horrible, horrible things that no one ever talked about. No one ever did anything about it. And so Twitter has been a disaster, I think, from the beginning when it comes to political stuff. They do have terms of service. It's what all of us check the box that no one ever reads. But I do think they need to be more vocal, and I do think, absolutely, they need to be more consistent.
Number five on the list, as we work our way up toward number one on the story list from talkers, is the executive order department. I think most of the focus is on the pipeline, from what I can see.
There's a ton of stuff on immigration. Yeah. There's a ton of stuff on COVID, limiting deportations.
When you say a ton of stuff, Jennifer, what do you mean?
On the first day, Biden did over 10 executive orders. Yesterday, on his second day in office, he did, I think, another 5 or 6. And then on his third day in office, he did at least 2. So he's doing a lot of executive orders, some of them with COVID. Some of them about immigration.
Well, but what
others,
affects us?
I mean, one of the most controversial ones.
By some of these things.
I think one that's controversial that no one's talking about is that he sort of ended female sports because he allowed transgender people to now, so biologically male people to play female sports. And I don't know what that does to female athletes.
Why would that
biologically
be an
female
order?
Athlete.
What's the urgency
it is.
Of that?
There were a lot of transgender rights that were stripped under Trump, and he's restoring them. That's where it came from.
All right. Number four coming
rights.
Up in the next half hour, the pardon list. That's next as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here from the perspective of the DJV show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump will begin on the week of February 8th. This is the first time that a former president will face such charges after leaving office.
Now, I've heard some of my Republican colleagues argue that this trial would be unconstitutional because Donald Trump is no longer in office, an argument that has been roundly repudiated, debunked by hundreds of constitutional scholars, left, right, and center, and defies basic common sense.
President Trump is facing impeachment on allegations that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the day the electoral votes were accepted by Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to send the article of impeachment late Monday. If convicted, Trump could be barred from holding office again. This is USA Radio News. At least 150 National Guard members who were deployed to Washington, D.C. to provide security for President Joe Biden's inauguration have tested positive for the coronavirus. Arrangements are being made for the thousands of troops to return home. This while remaining guardsmen in D.C. were shunned by Capitol Police. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
A day after the inauguration went off with virtually no incidents, more than 10,000 National Guard members still on duty were told to leave the Capitol building and set up in the far side of the senator's parking garage. Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, made some calls, and now Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen, and they were allowed back into the Capitol building Thursday night. Overnight temperatures were in the 30s.
California's Attorney General on Friday announced a civil rights investigation of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over allegations of excessive force, retaliation, and misconduct. AG Xavier Becerra has been nominated by President Biden as Health and Human Services Secretary. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on our overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio. The charts from Talkers are for the week of January 18th to 22nd. This is an accompanying piece to the traditional Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, putting the folks that I work with all week long on the DJV show to work thinking about these stories, the official list. So Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and we're at number four, all of the pardons, the names that are on the list, some we knew, some we didn't know. So what? Under the circumstances, who is a danger to society that's been let out of jail? Any mass murderers? Any big-time swindlers?
Oh, yeah. Swindlers, for sure. Murderers, no.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was on the list, and he actually thanked Trump on Twitter for the pardon before he left office. And even Snoop Dogg, who literally, we're just talking about, had a video of how to kill Trump in a music video that he did, said thank you for releasing, or for pardoning, I guess, the guy from Death Row Records, who was one of them. A lot of these people got the ear of Trump,
world.
I think.
Ugh,
yeah.
What a sick world and whole world.
You know, when Trump's administration was working on criminal justice reform, he befriended and heard a lot of these stories. And so Lil Wayne thanked President Trump for pardoning him on Twitter. He said, I want to thank the president for recognizing I have so much more to give my family, my art, my community.
You know what, though? I like Lil Wayne, and I have no issue with him. But here's the thing. Lil Wayne got busted for having an illegal weapon, which was a felony. He went to jail. He got out. And then he knew he was never allowed to have a licensed firearm. That's the law. He is a felon. He's not allowed to have it. And he still brought an illegal weapon just in November. He knew he was breaking the law. Why he got a pardon is that, honestly, that disgusts me.
That how many people commit crimes? But hold on. How many people commit crimes
pardon?
They know? No, but how many people commit crimes that know that they're committing a crime? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You don't deserve a pardon for that. I don't know.
Who's this the congressman that brought a gun into the House this week? Got nabbed
by the
guy.
Yeah, they're investigating him.
What, who is that?
A lot of them are bringing him in for because they have concealed carry permits. So I think before we throw the guy under the bus, we should see if he has one of those.
He has a permit,
but I don't know if it's concealed carry, but he has a permit. It's a licensed firearm. But you're not supposed to bring them to the house floor. And that apparently everybody knows, and he defied that.
I would think
they'd want him there if they're so afraid about what could happen. I mean, look, you have a lot of people who are out there saying how afraid they are. You would think they'd want to have good trust.
Who's saying that they're afraid? Who's saying?
A lot of people in Congress. Nancy Pelosi saying that people are suffering from PTSD and all of this stuff.
It was a traumatic moment. I get that, but the rules are the rules. Change the rule then. If everyone's allowed to carry a gun, okay, change the rule. But this guy broke the rule.
Number three on the list are the various things being done to improve race relations. I would personally say I don't think that that's the number three most important thing that's come around this week, but I'm not putting the list together.
Well, I think there's a focus on it because everybody in Joe Biden's administration that we've heard from so far has talked about systemic racism. I mean, from transportation to your national security advisor, everybody's talking about racism. And I think, look, if that was going to be an initiative for Joe Biden's administration, that's fine. But I think the national security advisor should be focused on national security threats, not about diversity in the country. And I think, unfortunately,
yeah, I agree with you. I think
there
are
white supremacy attacks. Look what we've seen. What happens? That is a threat. That's
okay.
A domestic.
So is it? So is it?
It's not the majority of. It's not the biggest problem in the country.
There were like
it certainly is the majority
12 people
that
broke into the Capitol.
Yeah,
that people are saying white supremacists, and we don't even know that they are. So it's not like we're being overrun with white supremacist attacks.
Yeah,
I mean, they might be. We just don't know. We don't know yet about all of that. So
well, but I'm not saying that stuff. It's just the tone of everything. I mean, I'm noticing it a whole lot here in my community, maybe because the mayor is black and everything is about diversity. Everything is not about diversity. There are lots of problems that are not related to race, that are not related to color. Unfortunately, many of us who are colorblind, I get myself worked up about this because I'm tired of people being focused on because of the color of their skin, whether it's good or bad. Even though the reality, I'd be sticking my head in the sand if I thought the justice system was fair, because it isn't. And there's a real problem. For me, the biggest problem in this area of race relations is how many black dudes are in jail for really nothing.
So I think what you said is really interesting, and it's worth talking about, because it's the same way that I feel. Our generation, and I'm not putting myself necessarily in the same generation with you, Doug, but I think
But
the most recent school of thought was to stop seeing color and to treat each person equally. That's what I do. That's what I think you do. I think that's what we attempt to do. But the new school of thought, and I'm really interested to know what Victoria thinks about this, is not that anymore. They want you to see color, and they want you to notice color, and they want you to point out color. And so there's a difference in
they want you to get out of the way for color.
That's not my community, exactly
what's happening, Victoria.
Well, and maybe that's your town, but that's not what the movement is. That's absolutely not the movement.
But it's the tone. There is a tone that's being set.
Well, what tone should it be?
The tone should be equality for everybody, period, end of story.
And how
that's
do we get to that, though? We can't just wave a wand and it happens.
But you don't do it by forcing the public to make way for people of color just because they are people of color. You don't get people. You educate people and you put people into circumstances where they, if the moon were as bright every day of the night, or every night, then we that would be equality. It's not an easy job. Nobody's suggesting that it is. But to artificially implant the faces and the ideas of black people just because they're black is erroneous as far as I'm concerned. You push aside people and you just create more resentment. As much resentment as there is in the black community, it's appropriate. Now there's resentment elsewhere. So somebody has got to come up with, and I hope it's Biden, with an idea to kind of
calm the waters.
Well,
one person can't fix racism. That's why it's systemic.
There's a tone, though.
That's a big problem.
There's a tone. And where do you cut it off?
So far.
Where does it stop? That's the question, it seems to me. All right, let's move into the number two item this week, which is the focus on COVID. The president's COVID plan includes reopening schools, which is something that we were just talking about a few minutes ago, how nothing's going on in places like the big cities in California. This is the way our tax dollars. See, I look at it from what are we spending money on or what are we getting? Back to my own community where half the offices in town, including the Board of Health, are closed and the inspectors are doing nothing. A lot of schools are having the same thing. Teachers are getting paid to do nothing. And, you know, it's just it's time for the schools to become what they are supposed to become, centers of learning.
Well, Biden's new executive order, the COVID executive order, he wants all schools reopened in 100 days. So
yep.
He wants everybody back in school.
Should be open. It should be open tomorrow.
This is what I guess is weird. So did Trump. Why is it now that? I mean, what has changed? I
think
because it wasn't a federal.
No, there was a different approach. I think Trump was more hands off and let states decide on what they wanted to do. And I think that Biden wants to have more of a federal standard and a federal guideline.
Yeah, but constitutionally, there's no federal. All he can do is offer guidelines, and the guidelines from the administration, because states do have rights that supersede the federal government when it comes to these local decisions. So Trump was hands off because he had to be, but he encouraged people to get back to work and open schools. And we weren't allowed to do that. Now it's like, well, I guess we can allow.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Now we can open up schools. So it's an odd. It's just the timing is very.
To broaden it out, the COVID thing is number two. Thinking about some of the states, I thought it was pretty interesting to look at the top five states that are the safest in this country at the moment. The states like Montana, that I think is ranked in the fourth safest position. As people go about their business of trying to move back into the business of doing business. But you look at some of the places where I met Montana.
Well, yeah, where there's no people.
Open,
I'm
there.
Sure it's beautiful, but yeah. It's
all right.
An easy one.
In a moment, we focus on number one, the inauguration, what's happened to Trump, what's Biden doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's been a focal point of much of what we talked about here already, but we get down to the nitty-gritty of the inauguration itself. That's up next here on our Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The people list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, rather interesting because there are a lot of new names on it, or repositioned names, shall we say. Joseph Biggs, one of the people that had an involvement in the Capitol attack, number 10. Jen Psaki and Amanda Gorman. Ms. Psaki is the new PR person at the White House. Steve Bannon and Albert Pirro, the couple of people that were given a pass, if you will, in the Pardon Department at 8. Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. Let's just keep moving, okay? at 6, Mayor Pete. Number 5, Pelosi. Number 4, McConnell. Number 3, Harris. Number 2, Donald Trump gets knocked off the perch because number 1, as you might imagine, in terms of people being discussed on any news talk radio program or station, is Joe Biden, the new president of the United States. Doug Steffen here with a people list from Talkers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on
using Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
On the story side of things, we like to go through these because sometimes when we have discussions in the hours of the Countdown Show, we do spend some time going to the list, and then we go off on ancillary conversations. So the official list from talkers this week puts at number 10 the continuing investigation into the attack on the Capitol, number 9 the situation with education, who's in school and who isn't and who ought to be, number 8 the economy and the stimulus, number 7 our relationship with China and Russia and Iran, number 6 censorship in the social media world, executive orders from Biden, number 5. Trump pardons, number 4. Race relations, number 3. COVID, number 2. And the inauguration and all the ancillary things going with it, all the pomp and circumstance and everybody concentrating on what the ladies wore at the inaugural, et cetera, et cetera. That's all it. Part of the discussion that comes from the purview of the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's move back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. They go around the country listening. Well, they don't have to go around the country. They just do what everybody else does. They find how many people listen to this program who aren't listening actually on a radio. It's a hard adjustment for me to make because I'm a radio guy, and this is actually a radio program, and yet people aren't listening as much on the radio. And actually, what the truth be told, it has expanded the universe because a lot of people that still have always traditionally listened to the radio. The problem is that people making cars and radios in general are disassociating themselves or dismissing the need for AM and FM radios in cars, which I find about as arrogant as anything I can think of. Who the hell are you to tell us whether we ought to be able to listen to the radio in the car or not? I wouldn't buy a car that didn't have an AM, FM radio in it. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the inaugural, which is number one. A lot of buzz about the people who entertained, about the support around the program, the fact that there weren't many people in Washington for the inauguration, all of that stuff. All right, ladies, what's the most significant thing? Jen, I'll start with you. The most significant part of the inauguration as far as you're concerned?
Well, my overvote, I don't know if there's anything that's most significant. I think it's always interesting to watch history being made and seeing past presidents get together. So I watch every single one of them. I thought Lady Gaga did an excellent job with the national anthem. I think her outfit was questionable, but that's just a little girl thing because of the weird bird that was on her chest.
It was a peace dove.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone have a peace dove?
No, they were like half of her chest. And I thought that J-Lo was not very good at all, and I thought that Garth Brooks was great. And I thought it was fun to just watch everybody in the crowd. As far as messaging, I think that Biden's speech was fine. I mean, it was over what, you know, they use the word unity a lot, but for me as a conservative, the proof is in the pudding. I haven't felt like anybody's reached across the aisle yet to me to offer things that are important to me. And I think that words can be hollow when they're not backed up with policies. And I think one thing that's lacking that wasn't before is that you always knew where President Trump stood. I don't know that we know where Biden stands. And I think that's purposeful, but I'd like to see him kind of lay it out a little bit better.
All right. As far as you're concerned, then, Victoria, what do you say?
I echo everything that Jen said. I thought that I was just relieved that it was a very peaceful day, and I thought it was wonderful to see the unity of the former presidents. I'd love that club. I do think we had a major milestone. There's now a female vice president. That box has now been checked, and that will never be undone. And so I think that was huge for women across the country. We're so far behind other developed nations in terms of female leadership, and we finally have someone who was sworn into that office. So I think that was just a major milestone. And there are kids now who are young, like Jay's little boy, Mac. He's never going to know a time where there wasn't at least one female vice president. And I think that's great.
All right, Jay, quick overview from you on the inauguration. Do you watch
it all?
Yeah,
I agree with Jen and Victoria. Just seeing all of the past presidents and past politicians get together and have that camaraderie, it's nobody is part of a political party in that moment. It's just beautiful. That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I think it's interesting that Trump is being ostracized by some of the people who used to laud him or want to suck up to him down at Palm Beach as he's moving in. There are a lot of people throwing rocks, literally and figuratively, at Mar-a-Lago and don't want him there. All right, ladies, thank you for being here. It's 10 before the hour on the overview from the DJV perspective of the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time here with an overview of the top five technology stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen along with my colleague Victoria Keelan, who does the research and explains all the things after I throw it against the wall, see what sticks. The first thing is the Peloton that's been brought into the White House for Joe to use or not.
Yeah, this got a lot of traction this week as a tech story. So Joe Biden has a Peloton, like a lot of people do, especially during the pandemic. Peloton stock went up like 1,000%. And so, but the Secret Service said that it's a security threat because and this is the stationary bike that has the computer screen. So when you're riding on the bike, you're taking an online class and you're watching it and participating through the screen. They can see you and you can see them, and it's a virtual exercise class. So the Secret Service said if he's going to bring his Peloton in, they're going to have to disconnect the camera and the microphone because of the internet connection. Those two things can easily be hacked, and there's not a lot of security that Peloton puts into it, because why would you? You know, if you hack into something, what a big deal. You're going to see somebody riding a bike. It's not that enticing, but if it's the president, it is. So apparently there is a precedent for this. No one ever really knew, but Michelle Obama had a Peloton when she was in the White House, and they also had to disconnect the camera and the microphone. Right. So it looks like maybe that's what they'll do because, you know, Joe is all about fitness, and as we saw him trotting down Pennsylvania Avenue, jogging with the Secret Service on Inauguration Day, he obviously wants to stay in good shape. So we'll see if he gets to keep it. Yeah.
All right, let's go to number four. This is a new health pass for those of us who fly or who want to. How does this work?
So this is the International Air Transport Association, IATA. This is their Travel Pass app. So essentially, this is going to allow you to keep all of your vaccination information and COVID testing results all on this app on your phone. This will make, and when you're flying internationally, this will, when people start doing that again, this will make things a lot faster when you're going through the airport and screening and security. And so they've been testing this out with Singapore Airlines, and it's gotten very good reviews. People seem to like using it. The airport screeners like it. So I think that this is going to be a really good thing. They actually say now they're very optimistic that by March, all major airlines will be using this app. So yeah, it'll be available for Android as well as iPhone. So this is, it's a good thing to move forward.
There we go. Number three, Twitter and Joe Biden.
Yeah, so everyone was wondering what was going to happen when Twitter switched over the accounts from President Trump to President Biden. And, of course, the at POTUS account and at White House accounts, they got completely wiped out, which is something that the Biden transition team was very unhappy with, because Trump didn't lose any followers. He kept all of Obama's followers. Obama, at the time, was the most followed person on Twitter. So when he left office and Trump took over, they transferred all of those followers to Trump. Trump also, when he left, with, I think, 33 million followers on Twitter, and those followers should have gone to Biden, but for whatever reason, Twitter decided to just clean slate all of it, so every one of the government accounts got wiped out, and they all have to start from scratch. If you want to see any of the archived Trump tweets, that they are at POTUS45. That account, obviously, is not in operation anymore, but that's where you can see all the archived tweets.
Number two, there is a new online commission to figure out what to do with the disinformation.
Well, there is a lot of disinformation online. Christopher Krebs, who is the federal cybersecurity official who actually worked for President Trump, he challenged the president on election disinformation. They did not end well together. However, he said that addressing disinformation online is literally, he said, it's upending our society and literally killing Americans. And so he said that this, he's now a part of this bipartisan commission. It's through the Aspen Institute, and he said America needs to pay attention to what's unfolding right now and work to ensure that we're not on the verge of a significant breakdown in democracy. And he said right now they've got $3.25 million in grant money from Craigslist founder Craig Newmark. And this is going to be, like I said, it's a bipartisan commission. And they're going to work with the industry, government, and civil societies and different organizations to essentially do the best they can to figure out how to combat misinformation online. And it's a huge undertaking, and it's something that we are woefully behind on.
All right, what's the story with those people who have implantable devices like pacemakers and the iPhone 12?
Right. If you've got an iPhone 12 and you have a pacemaker or a defibrillator, there is a new study out that shows that the iPhone 12 can disrupt the functionality of the pacemaker and the defibrillator. Basically, the bottom line is keep your iPhone 12 out of your shirt pocket. Keep it away from the left side of your chest until we know more. This is kind of a preliminary study that came out. iPhone 12 has more magnets in it than other iPhones, so just be extra cautious and keep it away from your chest.
There it is. Top five items from technology this week. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.